Cover with front court, undercovers, coaching in the base. Live on now, you don't wanna wait. Doing interviews, players in the crew. Coverage for you better than the news. And it worked too, cause I'm all in it. First name Terrence, last name Bennett. And it's not a gimmick, it's just me being me. That's that T-E-N-T. It's just me being me. That's that T-E-N-T. Yeah.
T-E-N-T.
Yeah.
T-E-N-T.
You taste.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good Monday morning to everybody. This is Terrence Bennett from TNT Sports. This is my podcast, the first one. This is the pilot. Very ecstatic about it. Very, very, very ecstatic about it. First off, man, I'd like to thank QTSky for the track, for the intro that y'all just heard coming into the show. Really want to thank him for that. But yeah, I got a great show for y'all today. I'll be brief, get to the point. Have a few headlining stories, but basically just my opinion on different things. Get straight to the point with it. So let's go ahead and get into it. But first, I want to tell you what stories I got in what in place. First, I want to touch off on the Marshawn Lynch, Oakland Raiders deal. Want to definitely get into that. Not a long subject, just in and out. Definitely want to get into that though. If you know about Beast Mode, you understand what kind of person he is. Quiet, funny. I mean, he had a lot of media attention, really. Next up, we had the New England Patriots visit to the White House, which, you know, they had a visit with the White House because they're the Super Bowl champs. They had that visit on Wednesday, I believe, yesterday. They visit President Trump at the White House, which was interesting. Very, very low turnout, but we'll get into that. The Aaron Hernandez case, well, the death. He allegedly committed suicide. So we'll definitely get into that, touch down on that. And definitely we'll get into the 2017 NFL mock draft. We'll give you people's opinions on who's going where, who's going to land where. Because you know the draft is slowly approaching. Well, it's coming rather quickly. It should be April 27th in Philadelphia. So, yeah, let's get into it. Now, definitely want to touch down in the Saints, on the New Orleans Saints, of course. That's where I'm located, in New Orleans, Louisiana. And just for me to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm Terrence Bennett, of course. I am the CEO and the creator of TNT Sports, as well as the broadcaster and everything else of TNT Sports right now. And I reside in Louisiana, New Orleans, NOLA. So, I mean, it's just a little bit about me. You know, I love football. I love basketball, but mainly football. But I can pretty much touch down on anything. Not too shabby. I just got straight to the point. I just told you a little bit about me. But yeah, let's get into it. First, I want to touch down on the Marshawn Lynch situation with him in Oakland. It's not confirmed yet. Anything as of last week, it was confirmed that he signed with Oakland. Came out of retirement. As you know, he is retired. He came out of retirement and signed with Oakland last week. So it's kind of on and off with him being signed to Oakland and not, so it's kind of hard to say right now, but as of last week it was confirmed, but now it's not confirmed, so it's still like a rumor, if you will. So we're still trying to wait and see what happened with that. But me personally, I would be excited to see Beast Mode come back to the NFL, play ball. I mean, Beast Mode got to be like 29, 30, something like that. He still got a lot of football left in him, but he got a chance to travel the world. He's been traveling the world and doing skills commercial, as you know he does. He's actually a funny guy. But player-wise, he's an excellent running back. He's a power back. In my eyes, he's a straight beast. He live up to the name Beast Mode. But I think that would be a positive for the Oakland Raiders to get Marshawn Lynch. That would definitely be a positive. Seattle fans probably wouldn't like that. They wouldn't like that at all because they lost a monster. He brought a lot of value to Seattle. Super Bowls, all that. As you know, he started off with the Buffalo Bills. But as you know, Marshawn Lynch is from Oakland. He is from Oakland, Cali, so he will be going back home. And it seems like a lot of players in the NBA and the NFL are doing the same thing. Now if you go LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, if Beast Mode go back home, I guess their goal is to bring championships to their hometown, which kind of makes sense. But I think Derek Carr had something to say about it, and he was ecstatic about it. He's with it. And rumor is that Sherman trying to go to Oakland, Richard Sherman, as you know, he plays for the Seattle Seahawks as well, which he should be on the free agency right now. That's a rumor as well, so I'm not going to confirm that as well. So we'll have to see in due time. But a lot of people saying, a lot of sources saying that the draft will play a role in that. So time is really ticking. Time is really ticking. A lot of deadlines to meet. So we will see what happens with Beast Mode. But I don't think it'll be a bad situation at all for him in Oakland. I really don't. I think it'll be a straight positive. I think he will bring something good to Oakland. So, like I said, only time will tell, but it's not that much time left. Like I said, the draft will be April 27th, so they got to make some moves, crazy moves. So we'll see. But, yeah, I would love to see Beast Mode back on the field, back on the gridiron, handling the business, running over people, trucking folks. But, yeah, that would be something exciting to see, definitely. So we'll definitely get into the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl champs. The New England Patriots, they went to visit President Donald Trump yesterday on Wednesday at the White House. Not really much to say about it, but it's a 68-man roster, and only it's like half didn't go, half went. 34 went, 34 didn't go. For, I guess, different reasons. I mean, it's just what it is. You don't want to really get to detail about that because we don't really do politics on this show. But, yeah, and the one that shocked me that didn't go was Tom Brady. He didn't even go, apparently, because of family reasons. Like I said, I don't want to get into that because it's more politics. But, yeah, Tom Brady didn't go. Of course, Martellus Bennett. Ben said he wasn't going. That was obvious. Ben said he wasn't going. A lot more players said they were not going to the White House after they won the Super Bowl. So that was Ben confirmed. So that was not even a shocker to me. But they still had 34 players that went, and like I said, 34 didn't go. And if you look at the pictures when they won the championship and when they went to visit Obama, it was almost all the players were there except Tom Brady. Tom Brady was the only player not there, I'm thinking, yeah. And if you look at the detail, it wasn't a lot of people there. Look at the pictures from Obama to Trump visit with the Patriots when the Super Bowl. It was thin out there, definitely thin. And if you look, like, they gave him his jersey, you know, president get the jerseys with they number on it, like, you know, President Trump is 45, Obama was 44. They had their jerseys, and they gave helmets as well, authentic NFL helmets. But Obama's was signed from the team, the whole team signed his, of course. And Donald Trump, his was just a plain Jane helmet. It was nothing on that helmet. So, I mean, it stated a lot just to see it. It says a lot. For it to be that thin out there, him to get an empty helmet, well, a blank helmet. It's reason behind everything. You just gotta read between the lines. But like I said again, it's politics, and we're not getting into that. I just wanted it to be out there. I just wanted to let that be known. If you haven't paid attention, go check it out. It's kind of appealing to me. It's weird, but check it out when you get a chance. Go look at the pictures. You would pay a little attention. Just look at every detail of the pictures and see the compare and contrast them. So out of a 68-man roster, only 34 guys went. That speaks volumes. That speaks a lot. But next, I want to go off to the Aaron Hernandez deal. If anybody know Aaron Hernandez, he was an NFL tight end for the New England Patriots that got charged with double murder. And he used to play for the University of Florida as well. And you know, he just got acquitted, and apparently he committed suicide on Wednesday morning in his cell using his bed sheets by the window in his cell. So with that being said, I don't know what happened. We all don't know what happened. The correction officers, they didn't sense him being suicidal. So we just really don't know what happened with that. And the source is saying that he just talked to his fiance, Cheyenne Jenkins, before him doing that. You know, they had a cutoff time at 8:00. He talked to her, and like I said, he left her behind and his 4-year-old daughter. He had a 4-year-old daughter as well. And other sources are saying that he had John 3:16 written on his forehead while he hung himself, apparently. Which states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So that's what he had on his forehead, John 3:16. So, yeah, we'll see. I guess more stuff will come out with that. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. But it's weird how it happened. Like, it caught me, but it was shocking. He, like I said, he just got acquitted a few days ago. So, yeah, he just got acquitted. But so it got. I'm sure other stuff will pop up. Like I said, he left his four year old daughter behind. So I don't know. It's just a tough situation. Hell of a football player. Hell of a football player. If you ever kept up with him and you watch him play, you would say the same thing. Awesome tight end. But sometimes we let these lifestyles get to us. It's some stuff you can't do when you're in a certain situation, certain crowds, certain people, even certain family members. You gotta let some people go when you're in a certain situation. So, man, prayers out to his family. Prayers out to his family, man. Prayers out to his fiance and his daughter. That gotta be a tough pill to swallow. Definitely gotta be a tough pill to swallow. But like I said, prayers to them. But now moving on. We're gonna get into the Saints. Be a little brief on that one as well. The Saints are still trying to get Malcolm Butler. Do we think he's a good fit for the Saints? Possibly. We need defense. That's the main key for the Saints is defense. We need defense. I think our offense is pretty solid. So I believe Malcolm Butler will be a good add-on to the roster, I believe. The only thing that made me upset was when we got rid of, Brandon Cooks. He was one of our top receivers, but he's now a Patriot now. That became official, I think, about a few weeks ago, a month ago. That was a terrible loss for the Saints, I think. But moving on, like I said, Malcolm Butler, which he plays for the Patriots now, which is a cornerback with the Patriots, free agent. So the Saints are trying to get him. So I think he would be a good asset to the Saints, especially the defense. But I don't know how much he's trying to get as far as money-wise. So we are only, like I said, time will tell with that one. We're not sure. So I'm very anxious to see what's going to happen with that one. But I know we had a visit with Adrian Peterson the other day. He came to New Orleans and visited with the Saints. My honest opinion, no. I don't think we need Adrian Peterson. Reason being, he's injury prone. I think we got a good back. I think Mark Ingram just is what we need right now. I think our offense is solid. Maybe we need one more receiver, but running back, no. Especially Adrian Peterson. I don't think we should waste any money on Adrian Peterson, because what if he get hurt? We wasted money on that, and we could have put that towards the back or anything else that can really be a good asset to the team. So it's real hard to say with that one. My opinion, no, we don't need Adrian Peterson. I think we just should focus more on our defense, if anything. That's my honest opinion. Focus on defense. Maybe get another receiver for offense. Maybe another tight end, but I think we okay on the other thing. I think our offense is pretty solid for the most part. Our defense always gave us trouble. Defense win games. That's my honest opinion. I just wanted to be brief on that subject. But like I said, Malcolm Butler would be a good asset to the team. Definitely come from the Patriots. He just won a Super Bowl, so I'm sure he gonna want to get another one. So I just think he gonna bring something to the team that's needed. We need a Super Bowl, and I think this is our year. So I just hope Mickey Loomis just take his time, figure this out, and really, really think about this before the draft get here, because we really, really need to get a Super Bowl. It's that time again. The city need it. It's just time, so we need to get some winners. And Drew Brees still handling business as a vet quarterback. I think Drew probably got maybe two more years left. So we'll only see. And I think, like I said, it's time for us to get another Super Bowl. It's that time. But next up, I want to get into the NFL mock draft. Everybody got an opinion about who's going where, because the draft coming up April 27th in Philadelphia, like I said earlier, is coming actually pretty fast. And the NFL season is coming pretty, 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 pretty fast. So I'm going to start it off. I'm going to try to go through maybe 25, 26, maybe 30 names of who going where. Just like I said, just a mock draft. It's not an official draft. You know, this is just a mock draft. It's just what people think, what or people think where who's gonna land, who where who's going, where, you know. So, let me get into it right quick. First up, they got Myles Garrett from Texas A&M, which is a defensive end. They got him going to the Cleveland Browns as number one. Next up, they got Mitch Trubisky, I think I said that right, quarterback from North Carolina. They say he's going to San Francisco to the 49ers, number two. Number three, they got Jonathan Allen from Alabama, defensive tackle, slash he's a defensive end as well, going to the Chicago Bears. The Jacksonville Jaguars plan on getting Jamal Adams, safety from LSU, number four. So that's what we'll see what happened with that one. The Tennessee Titans at number five, trying to get Jalen Tabor, cornerback from Florida. So we'll see what happened with that one. And this is the one I'm really, really anxious to see what happened. But they say number six, Deshaun Watson will go, you know, for QB, he'll QB from Clemson, just won a national championship. They said the New York Jets go get him. Now, I don't like that one. I don't see that one. I definitely don't see that one. He wouldn't fit with New York. He need to go somewhere where he can. I can kind of see him going to Cleveland or somewhere else, not New York. But anyway, let me keep going. Number seven, Malik Hooker, safety from Ohio State. It's number seven. It's in the Los Angeles Chargers to go get him. Number eight, Dalvin Cook, from running back from Florida State. They're saying Carolina Panthers to go get him. Derek Barnett for number nine. You know, defensive end from Tennessee. They're saying the Cincinnati Bengals go get him. Number 10, Ryan Ramczyk, offensive tackle from Wisconsin. They're saying the Buffalo Bills are going to get him. Reuben Foster from Alabama, the linebacker. They're saying the Saints go get him. Who that? I would take that. Like I said, we need defense. So that would be an ideal pick, I would say. So the Saints trying to get, apparently the mock draft says the Saints will get Reuben Foster from Alabama, linebacker, for number 11. Deshaun Kizer, quarterback, Notre Dame. They're saying at number 12, Cleveland Brown will get him. Let's see here. At number 13, Quincy Wilson, cornerback from Florida. They're saying the Arizona Cardinals will get him. So I can see that. I really can see that. Number 14, they're saying Mike Williams from Clemson, the wide receiver. They're saying the Philadelphia Eagles might try to get him at number 14. Okay, and this is the one that everybody waiting on, Leonard Fournette from LSU, running back. It stands between, at 15, is between the Indianapolis Colts, but it's a coin flip with Philadelphia. So we'll only see. They kind of say he's going to Indianapolis, going to Philadelphia, or he may be going to the Buffalo Bills, or even his hometown in New Orleans, maybe coming to the Saints. So that's kind of an iffy one. He a great back. So we'll only, like I said, only time can tell with that. We can see what's going to happen with that one. At 16, Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback from Ohio State. They're saying 16, the Baltimore Ravens go get him. I can kind of see that. I believe that one. I can see it. Solomon Thomas, defensive lineman from Stanford. They're saying the Redskins are going to get him. So that's at 17, Solomon Thomas. O.J. Howard, big O.J. Howard from Alabama, tight end. Number 18, it's in the Tennessee Titans will get him. So, he's a monster. Tennessee Titans, they need something like that on this roster. They need that. 19, Corey Davis, wide receiver, Western Michigan, Tampa Bay Bucks. You know, they want a steady, polished, and prolific receiver to play opposite of the elite Mike Evans. Yeah, I can see that one as well, definitely. Denver Broncos at 20, they got Cam Robinson, offensive tackle from Alabama. So they're trying to get him. Like I said, it said the Broncos' offensive line crumbled in the latter part of the season. And Robinson, while he didn't have the greatest 2016 season, had all the tools to be a franchise-level left tackle. Yeah, so that made perfect sense. We can see that because the Broncos, our offensive line, yeah, they need that. They need some extra offensive tackle on the end. That's monstrous. Marlon Humphrey, cornerback, 21, Alabama. 21, Detroit Lions, they saying that they going to get them at 21. 21 pick, 21st pick. So, they going to say he was susceptible to big plays at Alabama. But he has built the athleticism and toughness to be a factor anyway in the defense secondary for a Lions team that needs help nearly everywhere on defense but CB1 cornerback. That's huge. So, yeah, Detroit Lions, like I said, the Saints need the same thing. They need defensive line. They basically need a whole defense. And let me pause real quick about the Saints. Of course, we already got Cam Jordan, so he won't help on his other end. So, like I said, we got to cater to that guy as well. He's a big asset to our defense. So, I mean, we get somebody on that other end to help Cam out. It's uphill from there. We good. But back to the mock draft, the 22nd pick, the Miami Dolphins, they're saying that Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt, linebacker, they're saying that they're going to get him. That's what the mock draft says. At 23rd pick, it's saying Taco Charlton from Michigan, defensive end. They say the New York Giants will get him. They say he's a playmaker tight end. And the Giants are about to lose Jason Pierre-Paul in free agency. So it's going to be really hard for them to re-sign him. So a pass rusher makes much more sense. So, I mean, that sounds legit. Let's keep going. I said I was going to do like 21, 22, but I'm going to try to go through as much as I can because I still got 8 minutes left. So I'm going to try to get as many as I can in because there's some names that I haven't touched on yet. For the 24th pick, the Oakland Raiders, they're saying that Sidney Jones, cornerback from Washington, is going to Oakland. And what the Raiders, what the guy is saying, what the Raiders need, the Raiders are close, but they need to upgrade across defense in a serious way. If they want to be playoff contenders, Jones is a better fit for Oakland than some other available cornerbacks. His reputation preceded him to the Pac-12, and no one even challenged him. And the list keeps going. We got the 25th pick, Houston Texans, Malik McDowell, defensive tackle, Michigan State. So they're saying for the 25th pick, Houston Texans will get Malik McDowell from Michigan State, defensive tackle. And it quotes that the Texans might take a quarterback here if one of the big three fail. But despite Garrett Bowles still being on the board, I can't see Houston passing up on McDowell, who will replace Vince Wilfork at defensive tackle and add another layer of versatility to Texans' defensive line, helping Houston's already great defense, but even become more difficult to score in on 2017. Of course, you know Houston got J.J. Watts as well. Defense a monster. We keep going with the Seattle Seahawks at 26th pick, Garrett Bowles, offensive tackle, Utah. Yeah, I mean, and you know, if you know about Seattle, they're very known for their defense. So, I could definitely see that they gonna get the best on defense because they have a defensive squad. Their whole team all around is special. So, I kind of see that one as well because Garrett Bowles is a beast. I meant offensive tackle. But yeah, their defense is great. Their offense is great. They got a. And I know Russell Wilson will definitely approve of this guy right here for offensive tackle. So, yeah, I can definitely see that. Russell Wilson got all the time in the world to throw a ball. So he's just going to add that to it. Probably another second or two. Raquan McMillan, linebacker for Ohio State, 27 pick, Kansas City Chiefs. It says the Chiefs need a middle linebacker in the worst way after the injury of Derrick Johnson and are in prime candidate to trade up to land one. A lot could change with the pick moving forward. The Chiefs are a team in the flux this season, but McMillan is a great pickup here. So, I mean, a lot of these mock drafts, they sound legit. Like they really sat down and thought about this because a lot of this sounded legit to me. I can see these players falling in these actual rosters. The only one that I didn't really approve of was the Deshaun Watson. with the Jets. I don't like that one. I mean, it ain't the fact that I don't like it. I just don't really see it. Not there. I don't see it. He can excel. I don't think he can excel as the one of the best quarterbacks I know he can possibly be in the NFL in New York with the Jets. Don't see it at all. Oh, finally, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, 28th pick. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Takkars McKinley from UCLA, defensive end and slash offensive linebacker. Yeah, so they say McKinley is a prospect. He has all the talent you can ask for and impressive speed through his consistency. Leaves something to be desired. You know that Jerry Jones is going to fall for this uber athlete, though. So, you know Jerry Jones gets what he wants. Anybody in Dallas get what they want. Mark Cuban, Jerry Jones. So, let's keep it moving. Green Bay Packers 29th pick, Christian McCaffrey, running back, Stanford. Let's see. So that's for the Packers. Let's see here. So Green Bay Packers, they've been kind of quiet lately, though. They've been real quiet lately. Haven't heard a lot from them. Pittsburgh Steelers, the 30th pick, Tim Williams, offensive linebacker, Alabama. You got Atlanta Falcons, 31st pick, Charles Harris, defensive end, Missouri. New England Patriots, 32nd pick, Forrest Lamp. Let's see. Western Kentucky. And this is the one people been waiting on right here. Jabril Peppers from Michigan. Cleveland Browns. Now this guy here is Mr. Play. He play every position out there. Offense, defense, you know, quarterback, running back, cornerback. He does it all. So he'll be definitely a good pick for anybody. He can play both sides of the ball. So 33rd pick, round two, Cleveland Browns, Jabril Peppers, linebacker slash safety. I call him Mr. Play Everything. But yeah, so that's just a little bit. Let me do this last one. The 34th pick, second round, San Francisco 49ers, Cordrell Tankersley from Clemson, cornerback. I think I said that right. Sorry if I didn't. That's for the 49ers, 34th pick. So, I mean, that's just a little bit of the mock draft. I don't want to keep going. It goes on and on. I just want to give y'all just a little insight on what people think, where people think some of these college guys will land. And, that should be a little insight. But, like I said, the NFL draft will be April 27th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Should be exciting. Should be a good event. Like I said, we in New Orleans, Louisiana, so I'm a Saints fan. I'm going to put that out there. But, you know, I'm very biased at the same time. So, I'm very excited to see who's going to go where. Like I said, the draft going to play a part with the Marshawn Lynch situation as well as any other free agents. So, only time will tell with these. So, like I said, time ticking. The football season right around the corner. It's right around the corner. So, we just going to have to wait and see. Preseason definitely coming up. So we'll see what happened with that. And y'all got to stay tuned because I'm definitely going to have another podcast coming about the draft. So but the podcast, the way it's going to work, it's going to be a 30-minute podcast if it's just me. And it'll be an hour podcast if I have a guest. So like I said, I will advertise my podcast. Let y'all know what's going on. You will know firsthand. You can check my Instagram, my Snapchat, and my Facebook. My Facebook page, TNT Sports, my Instagram, T Bennett Nola, and my Twitter, T_ENT Sports. So y'all gotta check that out, and I'll keep y'all updated on everything. I really appreciate y'all tuning in, checking me out, listening to what I gotta say. So the first episode, gotta get used to this, but I appreciate y'all checking me out, tuning in, and like I said, I wanna thank QT Ski for the intro. And like I said, I'm trying to do these once a week, maybe. So probably every Monday, you will get another podcast. And like I said, I really, really appreciate y'all coming and hearing me and supporting TNT Sports. And I want each and every one of y'all have a blessed day. And just check me out. And feel free to hit me up on social media. Have a good day.